Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is a returning guest. His name is Paul Blair, and he's out of Reclaiming America for Christ, which is based in Oklahoma. Paul, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jerry, you're a good friend, and it's always an honor to be invited on and to be with you, so thank you.
Sure. Now, I understand that in a Presbyterian church, a conservative version of the Presbyterians, that there was a conference in last year, July 2018, which kind of basically said that homosexuality is okay or that God is okay with it, as opposed to, you know, you repent and, you know, whether it's homosexuality or adultery or bestiality or whatever, fornication, you repent and then you seek God and then the sinner is forgiven. But this was more along the lines of accepting homosexuality as it is, as if this is somehow the way God made them. Tell us about this. I'll sit down and let you wax eloquent.
Well, Jerry, it's actually called the Revoice Conference. And yes, you're correct. It was in St. Louis this past summer. And one of the things that's most disturbing about it is that it wasn't some of the more liberal denominations that put this together. Those that were behind it were from some of the more conservative factions of the Presbyterian Church and also the Southern Baptist Church. And what they are doing is it's a re-approach to how they're going to engage the homosexual agenda. And they actually are now saying that homosexuality is a protected minority class that needs to be dealt with as a sexual minority, is the exact terminology, within the church, rather than recognizing, you know, God's design for sexuality, how God, the origination of the family, God's design for the family, God's intent that, you know, sexuality is not supposed to be a dirty word or a dirty subject. It was created holy. And Hebrews 13:4 says that within marriage, it is in fact pure. And anything outside of God's design is considered a sinful behavior. But rather than the traditional orthodox biblical approach to sexual sins, they are now taking a new angle and trying to welcome and embrace the homosexual into the church without repentance and before restoration.
And why would they do this? Basically to say, hey, look, the Lord wants us to love one another, which is true. God wants us to treat one another as we would have those, you know, as we would have others treat us. Okay, that's all true. So what's wrong?
Well, quite frankly, it seems to be where it's politically incorrect to say that anybody that does anything is wrong. About the only thing that can be condemned today is if you are a Christian and you actually say that some particular behavior is sinful. Well, that's the only thing that's wrong anymore. But the reality is that there's a complete lack of understanding of what it actually means to love your neighbor. You know, you look in the book of Leviticus, and that's where the definition of what it means to love your neighbor is. And included in that definition is if you see something damaging happening to your neighbor, or if you see your neighbor engaged in some sort of act that is going to potentially harm him or kill him, or if you see someone threatening your neighbor in some particular way that could cause bodily damage of some sort, then if you love your neighbor, you are going to engage and try to get them to and try to save them from the consequences of that conduct. And what we are now being told is the liberals are trying to redefine language in the Bible. Now we are being taught that love means never saying no or never saying that something is wrong. Well, that doesn't make sense from the get-go. You know, I know without doubt that my mom loved me beyond any question. But half of my teenage years, I thought my middle name was no. You know, she told me, Paul, don't do this or Paul, don't do that. So by saying that something or a particular behavior is wrong and should not be done is not a lack of love. Quite frankly, that is a demonstration of love.
Do you think this is a situation of salt losing its saltiness in terms of those church leaders?
Without doubt. We have George Barna did a book a few years ago with David Barton called U-Turn. And he had interviewed over 400 pastors from conservative denominations and asked these pastors if they were aware that the Bible spoke about the cultural issues of our day. And it was interesting that over 90% of these pastors said that they were aware that the Bible spoke of the cultural issues of our day. And then when further asked whether they would preach about those same subjects from their pulpit, less than 10% were willing to preach about those subjects. And their explanation was that they were afraid it would hurt the success of their church. And they defined success with five criteria. The number of square footage, the number of programs, the number of attendees, and the amount of their offerings. So you've got, first of all, you got to recognize that out of these conservative pastors, 10% don't even know what the Bible says. They're not even aware that the Bible speaks about these issues, which it obviously does. And then you've got another 80% that are aware that the Bible does speak about them, but are disobedient and refuse to preach about them from their own pulpit. So you see, that's the reason for the moral condition of our country. We no longer have the church trying to be salt and light and illuminate the darkness and stand against the rot and decay. Instead, we see a church that's very much wants to conform to the culture. Mm-hmm. They're to be praised and to be popular among the culture. So I would say without doubt we have lost our savor.
You know, I couldn't help but think of a Bible pun when you're saying all this. It's like these people are listening to Numbers, but not to Leviticus. So, but on a more serious note, are homosexuals welcome to come to Christ?
Well, like any other sinner, all sinners are welcome to come to Christ. Like Jesus himself said, I came to save sinners. You know, Paul claimed to be the chief of sinners. So the reality is that's the point of repentance. When regardless of what your sin is, whether you are a thief or whether you are a liar or whether you are an adulterer or a pornographer or a homosexual, is recognizing that in light of Scripture, what our God says is right and wrong, we recognize our failure. And then when we recognize in light of Scripture that Jesus was our substitute, our sin offering, our sacrifice, who paid for our sin debt. And then when we fall on our knees and cry out to Jesus as Savior and we surrender to him as Lord, that includes an action of repentance. You know, the term Christian literally means a follower of Jesus. And if I am a follower of Jesus, then I must be following his direction. I can't sit here and say, oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm going to do whatever I want to do. You know, Jesus, leave me alone. So we've literally forgotten what the basic fundamental truth of Christianity is. So, yeah, Jesus came to save all sinners. But for a person to continue in their sin and forget about the expected consequence of holiness that should accompany a life of faith, we've abandoned biblical truth for the sake of something that's more carnal and more comfortable.
As far as this original Revoice conference of July 2018, and you say that there was Southern Baptist leadership and also PCA involvement
right,
in this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did either denomination come out and say, look, this does not represent us, we don't agree with this? I'm sure that there are statements along the lines of both PCA and Southern Baptists that say, you know, we believe in what the Bible teaches about morality, and the Bible's very clear on the subject of homosexuality. Although I guess maybe that's where the rub is. Maybe some are saying, no, it's not that clear. Well, it's not. Yeah, it is. 1 Corinthians 6, Romans 1,
right.
Leviticus 18.
Well, it's been alarmingly silent. As a matter of fact, the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention has been one of the ones that's leading. And by the way, I don't have any knocks against Presbyterians. Southern Baptist. I happen to be an independent, and I'm a Baptist. I'm just, but Jerry, I am a Christian first and foremost, and I can join arms and love any born-again Bible believer that wants to stand up for Jesus and stand on the truth. So I don't want to throw stones at anybody, but the reality is any denomination that abandons the Scripture is borderline heretical. And it's been sad because the two denominations that you have just mentioned have been two that have been holding the line fairly strong even in recent years, while many others have conformed. And now it seems that these denominations are starting to buckle with the younger and newer leadership. And sadly, I have not seen much in the way. You know, there may be a lone voice crying out here and there, but as far as a a loud clamor from amongst the denominations themselves, I'm just not seeing it, which is sad. And one of the reasons why we're doing the God's Voice conference here coming up later this month.
Wow. And that's godsvoice.us for more information. That will be in Oklahoma. I understand that recently in Washington, D.C., you had some sort of biracial press conference.
Right.
Tell us about that. And the whole purpose was to stand up and say, this is God's morality.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things that are really exciting going on. And quite frankly, this is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. I mean, we're going to see, we've got thousands and thousands of churches across America, but this particular subject is going to differentiate between churches that are holding true to Orthodox Christianity and are standing upon the very clearly spoken word of God, and those that are willing to compromise and abandon the scriptural truth. Well, we have been working together with some wonderful black brothers, and we had a press conference this last week in Washington, D.C. at the Press Club. And we're announcing our GoneTooFar.org website, and I invite everyone to visit that. That's really the source to launch to every other website that we have at work. Gone, G-O-N-E, to, the number two, far.org, GoneTooFar.org. And what this was is brothers, I mean, it's the recognition that there is not black truth and white truth and gay truth and heterosexual truth. There's just truth. And Jesus is the truth, the Word of God is truth, and we are standing together on the foundation, re-proclaiming what the truth of God is. And at this conference, we are actually drawing awareness to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's intent. They are working right now on what's called, and by the way, it's a subtle name, it's a false name, it's a deceptive name, what they call the Equality Act. But what this really is it's the Criminalization of Christianity Act, or the Pedophile Protection Act. What they are doing is wanting to add the LGBTQ plus to the 1964 Civil Rights Act, where that behavior would have a protected civil rights status. Now, the thing that's non-scientific about that is you are born of a particular skin color, or you are born male or female. That is immutable and unchangeable. It doesn't matter what kind of surgeries you have. Your DNA is still going to say what it says. But behavior is something that's a choice. So what they are trying to do is create a civil rights for this particular area of behavior. And now I've got some wonderful friends in ministry. I'm sure you do too, Jerry, that are former homosexuals.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the men that we work with on this conference is a man named Stephen Black.
I've interviewed him on this radio program many times.
Yeah. Well, Stephen was a homosexual some 35 years ago. He got born again and came out of that lifestyle, been saved and had a family and just a wonderful believer. Now, I know a lot of former homosexuals, but I don't know any former blacks. I don't know any former males or former females. Your DNA is what it is. If you're born African American, you're going to be an African American. It's immutable. So that is a civil rights issue. But behavior is behavior. And if they are able to successfully create a civil rights protection for the behavior of homosexuality, and recognize this, it's not just homosexuality, LGBTQ plus. Remember that plus. That's an indefinite number of definitions out there, including pedophilia and any other kind of behavior they wish to attach at some point in time. But if that is now a protected civil right, then anyone who is a Christian that dares stand up and says that homosexuality is in fact a sinful behavior and not a civil right will then be in violation of the civil rights law, will be under arrest, and quite frankly, our First Amendment rights will be gone and burned. So this is a huge issue, and that's why it's imperative. We're asking people to go visit our website, GoneTooFar.org, and read our simple proclamation for morality. It's just some good old-fashioned fundamental truths that we seemingly have forgotten. And we're asking people from across the country to sign their name in support of this.
10 seconds.
We'll not publicize their name, but we just want it. It'd be wonderful to have hundreds of thousands of Christians to where we could tell Washington, D.C., no, listen to your voting constituent, listen to the believers that are out here that are voters. We are opposed to this attempt. to create a special protected class of civil rights for the LGBTQ plus behavior.
All right, Paul, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Paul Blair, godsvoice.us for more information. Thanks, Paul. All the best.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.